open with prayer. Mary Thatcher's going to open us with prayer and then the pledge.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Any questions or discussion?
Are your mics on?
Are our mics not on?
Yeah, they are.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us now?
Could you check that better? Connection?
That's on. Seems to be on.
Okay.
I'll talk good and loud. Before we approve those, it just hit me. We're keeping up good on those. That was an issue some time back. I'd just like to thank the clerk. We've got Christy working for Jim for a while over here. And anyway, good job. We appreciate you. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, we're ready for accounts payable. We okay over there?
Yeah, we're good. Motion to approve plus transfers.
Could I ask that we do it separately? There's one, the Washington, D.C. trips. As you guys know, I'm not in favor. Could we pull out 318-687, do it separate?
Sure.
That'd be all right.
Uh-huh. So I'll amend my motion.
Accept that one?
Accept that one.
I'll second that motion. Any questions or comments?
Yeah, I thought we'd already voted on that.
Voted on?
The...
This is the second. This is for the OED representative going. We'd already voted on Jim.
Okay.
For the reimbursement for... Second.
Have you already voted on the... so you're just asking for discussion on it?
I'm just pulling that out so we can vote on all but
okay.
That one, because I'm in favor of everything except that.
That'll be fine in the... all the transfers that were there, did you guys go over mm-hmm. all
Actually,
all
we could add that if you wanted to add that to your motion. We could do the transfers and journal entries at the same time if you want.
Gentlemen, for some reason, we are having trouble hearing it. Put your mind a little closer. I'm not sure what our problem is. Is everything on?
Yeah, I mean, I
thought.
Jim and Danny are louder
than you are, Chip. Is
that right?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Or we can do them separate. I don't care.
Well, that's fine. I think I added transfers, added journal entries in there too.
So okay. Yep. Add that to my second.
Yep.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
And then what's the one we pulled out?
318-687.
I move that we approve 318-687.
687.
Second.
Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Okay, thank you. Now we're ready for public comment. We got
just Rick.
Rick, Mr. Ziegenfuss, welcome, sir. Nice to see you.
My pleasure. It appears that I'm a little out of sequence.
That's
here,
right.
But at any rate, we do have the intergovernmental sewer agreement coming up later in the agenda, and I just wanted to thank Mr. Paulson, thank the regional sewer district, and everybody that has worked on this particular project to get it to this point. That on behalf of the elected officials and the residents of Hollister, we think it's a good agreement, and we do appreciate that extra effort. So thank you.
You bet. Ditto, Bob. Thanks for your part on that when we get to it here. That
Chris
was it?
Merritt.
And Chris? Morning, sir.
How are you?
We're doing well. How about yourself?
Good. A couple of handouts for you guys here.
Thanks, sir.
With March approaching, or March being here now,
Yeah.
We kind of restart our tornado season, and next Tuesday,
you watching Twister last
Hey, Chris, night? if you have extra, we'll give it to Christy here. Thank you. It's been March now. From March till about May is normally our primary tornado season for Missouri. And next Tuesday at, I think it's 1:30 p.m. is the official tornado drill for the state. And I just wanted to bring that to your guys' attention. Got a little handout, a little information about stuff there. And I was wondering for next Tuesday if you guys would be interested to do a little bit something in the courthouse because of tornado drill that day. And what my thought was to, what if we were to go from department to department and kind of explain where they can go if a tornado should approach. I mean, not that they necessarily have to walk through the building or go different places, but just say, you know, this in your department, this would be a good place to be, this area in your department is not a good place to be, or you should go somewhere else, and that kind of thing.
I think it's a good plan.
Yeah, it's a good plan.
Okay.
You want us to coordinate that with Melissa, or how would you envision it?
If you want to coordinate with Melissa, that's probably be the best anyway. Okay. But I'll plan on being here, but that would be the best thing to do, yes.
Okay.
Okay. I heard something on the radio. They were talking about Hawaii and how they dodged a bullet, but we always have to be aware and not get lazy right. about it. So
well, Hawaii was about the tsunami, and we're pretty safe about the tsunamis.
Right.
But,
but they were talking about tornado drills and things that we would be related to here.
That
so
is
glad
exactly
you
right.
That.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Is that the reason we're on the top floor?
That's exactly right. Next to the windows?
Yeah. You, next to the windows. And
You have all the windows, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. You figure that out. Okay.
Melissa, maybe you better focus on Danny a little bit.
That's all I had. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris, for bringing it up. Is that it on public comment?
That's correct.
All right. Next on our agenda is Meadow Lane. We tabled that. Are we ready to do that yet? Or
Frank's here. Frank just mentioned and before the meeting was that he finally, I shouldn't say finally, I take that word back. He has the numbers for cost of ownership of what it costs us to maintain all the types of roads in the county. He's going to be presenting that at his 1 o'clock session.
Okay.
So what I'd like to do is just basically table that until after until 1 o'clock so we can have a, we can take action as soon as we hear that data. He said it's somewhat confusing, so he needs to be able to spend the adequate time explaining it all. So I'd like us to wait on that until 1 o'clock. So I'm going to move that we table Meadow Lane until 1 o'clock today.
Jim, and that's the reason behind that is because of the different standards that we take roads in. Petitions brought before the county commission to be considered are classified in classifications from 1 through 6. And so the expense and upkeep varies deeply in that right. range, so it's a longer conversation, work type right. of conversation than what we'd have here in this setting.
Anytime we take a road in, there's two costs we have to be aware of. The cost to get the road up to that classification that you mentioned. The second is the ongoing expense of that to keep maintaining that classification. And we have not had clear numbers in the past about what the ongoing upkeep of that road is or those type of classifications. So with his study and doing the research within what we spend, he has those numbers finally to present to us on all that. So that's why I would like to table it.
I'll second your motion to table. Any questions on that? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay, destruction of records. Donna, is that for you or?
It's up here.
We have it on the agenda.
Right.
Part of the packet.
Do you want me to go through that?
just if you would tell us what you'd like us to do, or
states.
You have a list of records that need to be disposed. Those are from 2004, accounts payable, purchase requisitions, 2007 precinct rosters, NVRA cards from 2004, loggers annual meeting literature from 2000, old inventory list from 2002, settles case files, correspondence from 1996, public notices 2005, receipt books 2003, copies of timesheets 2005, and so on. That's a varied list of voter information and information from the auditor's office. And I just need to enter this into the commission minutes because of a requirement that I have to put that in there, 109.230, and then we'll destroy these documents.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions, comments on that?
All those stated from state statute.
Yeah, if you look over to the right of the list, you have your retention schedule. So we've listed the authorization statute that allows us to destroy it.
I'm just making that the public aware
of
that.
Yes, certainly. And the statute requires us, there's a retention schedule that is for every office. And then the clerk's office has an additional statute that I have to keep every document that the commission has or will make a decision on for a period of 5 years. So while the auditor's office may only have to hold it for 1 year, I have to hold it for a full 5 years. So,
thank you.
Okay, very good. All right, next on our agenda is Reno Springs Estates road petition. Frank, you ready to present that to us? We've got comments. We've got the petition before, so I guess we better read that. Fairly simple, 50 foot in width, Jasper Township, Reno Springs Estates.
I would make a statement here that this will fall under the same guidelines as our questions this afternoon to establish cost and maintenance. This one actually falls in a different category than even the others because it is a asphalt road that we turn. I've already read through this, and it's an asphalt road that we actually turn under the asphalt to make a better base, and then decide what we want to do with the top seal. So, would it be your wish, Frank, that we would table this?
I have a video of, unless there's someone here from Reno Springs Estates to discuss this morning, I would rather table it and incorporate it with this afternoon's discussion.
That would be, is there anyone here that would?
Nobody here from Reno Springs Road? Okay. Let's wait and work on this one at 1 o'clock then.
Okay.
All right.
Motion to table Reno Springs Estates road petition till 1 o'clock today.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay. Next, I'd ask for us to discuss a CDBG grant for the Hiding Place. Sit down, I think it was Thursday, with Joan and three ladies. It's a facilities grant that they could use the monies to purchase a house for a men's home here in Forsyth. I think Joan's on her way down here. It's about out of time to apply for this grant. There's only three, as I remember our discussion, applications available. Two of them are entities outside of the county, and then the county also could apply for a grant. And I guess we have work session, as you saw, I think at 11:30. to work a little bit farther with that. Barbara Boley was on conference call with us, and we talked about it. Seemed like a pretty reasonable thing to do. If we don't have other questions, or when we get through the discussion, I'd like to ask that we approve them doing the grant through the county. They've done other grants. You all were familiar with them, I know.
So do they have the paperwork all filled out?
They are. After the Thursday meeting, they were to... Joan, if you would, I'm talking about you. Would you come up to the podium? I've pretty much covered what our meeting was Thursday.
Yes.
If you would like to add any or tell us what you know, I mentioned that we have three applications available. One of them, the county.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them, other entities. There's one that I'd like us to work on maybe later today for the county that came to mind over the weekend that we might do one for the county. Mm-hmm. for a facility.
Okay.
But anyway, how did this start? Barbara bring this to your attention?
No.
Or?
Commissioner Straufus brought it to my attention because a hiding place spoke to him, and so he came to me and said, let's look at this, and that's how it began. The facilities grant, Ron, I believe, is the one who brought this to my attention. This is a CDBG facilities grant. The application deadline is April 1. $2 million have come into the state. The max on an application is $300,000, correct, Ron? Okay. And the hiding place is looking at a facility as a men's shelter, and they are proposing... as you know, Jim, to purchase a home and renovate it and turn it into a men's shelter. They would house about 16 to 18 men in that shelter.
So you're the backbone. Are you good for this, I assume?
Oh, absolutely. I just haven't seen all the paperwork. I know that there's been some discussions with Joan and the entities and 100% for the project. I just don't know what stage they are. Do we need to, I mean, is the paperwork filled out, the application filled out yet?
No, because we told the hiding place that we needed substantive information from them,
right.
The cost of the renovations.
Right.
And so Chuck suggested some possible architects and contractors, and so they have contacted someone. And I just spoke with Carolyn Daniel, and she said that individual is coming out this week.
Okay.
To... go through the home.
I guess my question from a facility is, if we had multiple facility requests, we could award them. I mean, we could recommend more than one entity for that facility's grant, correct?
That is my understanding. Is that yours, Ron?
Because there may be multiple entities that are vying for this money, and so I don't want to limit it just to one, supposing that Hiding Place doesn't get all of its data together in the timeline.
By any number of grants.
Okay.
Well, I thought that it was said that there was only three that we could submit, one for a county facility and two for other entities. Did I misunderstand that, Barbara? Or anyway, time's running out. I understood
yes,
that correctly, I'm sure.
Well, normally,
Ron.
Better come on up here, Mike, Ron.
Mike.
The county is entitled to apply for one community development block grant annually, and they can also sponsor two others through two other entities within the county. But occasionally there are additional dollars that become available, such as when we had the CDBG disaster supplemental funding, and they waived that requirement. So the county was eligible to submit as many applications as it wanted for those dollars, though it came through the Department of Economic Development, which oversees those CDBG opportunities. In this particular opportunity, which is $2 million, there will probably be hundreds of agencies, again, that submit some type of application for a project for a facilities building. And what Elizabeth Roberts from DED told me was they are going to try to select 10 to 12 projects around the $300,000 figure. That will be the maximum. Obviously, that would get rid of all the monies that were available if they chose anywhere close to that. But originally, this was brought to our attention because I was chasing the dollars for the Bradleyville Rural Fire District and was asking if there was any other opportunity for us to get those monies, $26,500, to complete that facility, when she pointed out these opportunities to us. Sorry, my voice is about gone today.
So what, from a commission perspective, do we just need to make a motion to recommend the hiding place to as a letter of support? What, Joan, Ron?
I'm not certain at this point that we need a letter of support. We may need to have this meeting today and see the hiding place has to offer as far as substantive information, because we have to have a public hearing, and that's also of concern. And we need to talk to Barb today because she was doing more research. We've just been trying to get more information from the hiding place so we could go forward in a substantive way.
So I guess in my motive for putting it on the agenda, mm-hmm. is we just need the commission is willing to go forward, I guess, at this point and mm-hmm. get into that work session and see if they can get all the information together.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. As typically with stimulus monies, the deadline is day before yesterday.
Right. Yeah. And, Ron, again, my understanding in the conversation that we had with Barbara was that, and Joan mentioned again, time's about out. So if there's other entities out there that would fit, I assume you all have looked at those and didn't find any others that fit too well?
Actually, when I received notice, I sent copy to Vonnie at the City of Hollister. I sent it to the City of Branson, City of Forsyth, and other agencies wherein we have projects that had already been submitted. I know that Mike Zimmerman was talking with the City of Forsyth regarding a shelter, not a domestic violence shelter, but a storm shelter.
Right.
And there may be any number of projects that we already have on file that will be resubmitted trying to garner these dollars. I was not and have not sat in on the meetings yet with the hiding place, but that along with others, I'm confident there's going to be more than one submitted from the county.
Okay.
Any idea on timelines? I know it's short, but do we remember any dates specific?
The deadline for this to be completed and in is April 1st.
Okay, so we do. It's really tight. Mm-hmm. Okay. Since Joan's here, we need to at least let her know, everyone know, that today's her last day.
Yes.
Is that right, Joan?
That is correct.
And so, if we could, I'd like, if we're done on that issue,
sure.
Let's, Joan, if you wouldn't mind, would you come up here? We want to get your picture.
Oh.
Come on.
Jan?
Come on around if you would.
Give her a camera.
We have just a little certificate. As Jim started out.
I thought you all were
going to
joke me or
something. No, I'm not going to joke you.
On behalf of Taney County, in appreciation of outstanding service and dedication to Taney County, your passion and devotion will be remembered for the projects you facilitated, which resulted in additional monies and opportunities in Taney County. Thank you for your enthusiasm to make our community a better place to live.
Thank
you. Your enthusiasm has affected all of us. I think I can safely say that. And we're going to miss you.
Oh, I'm going to miss
Thank
you
so
all.
Much.
Thank you.
So those listening, during the transition, Ron's taking the lead, obviously, on all the other projects that Joan was working on, because there were so many they had to split them up. And so while we're in the process of replacing Joan's position, Ron will be the lead. So if you had Ron as Joan, if Joan was your lead, please contact Ron, and there'll be a seamless transition there. So anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good job. Okay, next on our agenda is Senate Bill 928, House Bill 2048. You guys have seen the email that we received
mm-hmm.
from Renee Johnson, I believe. Yes, Renee Johnson from the Theater League. Bob's been doing, as he does often, last-minute little quick look. I think we need to do something in support of what the Theater League is working on. Y'all looked at that. You got any suggestions, whether it's a phone call to Representative Sutherland or a letter?
I have met with Mr. Sutherland, I think it was 2 weeks ago. James, just give me a nod. Our MAC meeting was last week or the week following? Week before, was it? Okay, that's when I met Mr. Sutherland, bringing this subject up. You may want to just let the public know what the Senate bill or House bill is, why it's being a part of.
Go ahead, Bob.
They're both basically the same bill. One has been introduced in the Senate, one has been introduced in the House. And I think Senator Brad Lauger introduced it to sponsor in the Senate, and Mike Sutherland is a representative that sponsored it in the House.
Right.
Basically, it's an answer to the Music City Center case that created some possible sales tax revenue problems for the city of Branson. Again, Chuck handed me this to me this morning, and I haven't had an opportunity to look at it real closely, but the Theater League evidently sent a letter to Mr. Sutherland requesting that before they had any hearings, the theaters and other people who this is going to affect really need to be able to be heard at the hearing before it goes through, and they seem to be objecting to paragraphs 2 and 3 of the legislation, and I'm trying to figure it out now as to what the differences are, and I haven't had a chance yet, so I'm doing my best.
Mag, in summary, unless you want to do it, back in August of 2009, Department of Revenue was in a litigation where the Music City Theater here, along with some other theaters, filed suit about not having to pay sales tax on wholesale tickets to other entities that resold the tickets. And what that's done is caused a potential revenue shortfall for the counties because, say, an out-of-state entity sells a ticket because they're the end user and they sell it part of the package or whatever, that sales tax is collected in those counties of other states. If I say something wrong, Bob, please pipe in here. So because there's so many wholesalers out there in outside of Taney County reselling tickets, there's an anticipated shortfall of revenue because that sales tax revenue is no longer collected locally.
And it looks like part of the objection, because of paragraph 2 and 3, is not so much in favor of the local governments and their sales tax, but because the end user, the last person to sell it usually sells it at a higher price. They're saying that, at least it seems to be that, it'll cost the state a bunch of money if this passes for that reason.
But because of this, the city of Branson in their last budget, as well as the county, mm-hmm. has budgeted a shortfall in revenue because of the Supreme Court.
Supreme Court ruled it against, and so we're, I think, what was our, $300,000?
I was thinking the city of Branson had figured $350,000, and maybe we did. Rick's shaking his head, but it was a pretty good amount of money to our budget we figure that we're going to miss out on because of this. And so they're working on it in Jefferson City, but the way I read this letter is they're doing one thing but that's good, but two things, it's going to result in two other things that may not be so good, and so there's some confusion there, and the Theater League's asking for, they sent out this letter to numerous organizations asking for... Right. backup and support.
I know the Department of Tourism, Katie Danner, is also involved in this, trying to help too, because obviously it affects tourism. This is not just a Taney County decision by the Supreme Court. It affects all counties throughout the entire state. So ball fields, both in St. Louis and Kansas City would be affected. Any area where tickets are sold outside that county entity where there's wholesale agreements involved, there's a potential for a negative impact to any county who's doing sales tax collection.
And what they're saying is that a lot of these resellers are selling it outside the county, so the county and the city are not realizing the tax revenues.
Right.
However, the state may be if it's in another part of the state. And it's at a higher rate, so maybe the state is losing money if this passes. Also, the Theater League's claiming that somebody's given some misinformation and that 80% of the sales the resales happen locally and not in other areas. And I have no idea whether, you know, what the facts are. So
I would probably just encourage the citizens to contact your representative, which would be either, depending on what part of the county you live in, it could be Maynard Wallace, it could be Ray Weeder, it could be Anita Jane, or Senator Goodman, and just tell them that you're in support of, if you are in support, I should say, of this, of a bill, either the House bill or the Senate bill, passing in some format to help protect the sales revenues, sales tax revenues for the county.
And how?
I just got one thing to add. I just went through my bills as of Senate Friday, and it's not listed them as SB 928, so we didn't come up with the right, you know, or House Bill 24.
I have Senate Bill. House Bill 2048, and I've got a copy of the fiscal note, and it was Senate Bill, just like it was listed on, Senate Bill 928. Those, yeah. You can look those up right at the Missouri General Assembly site, their joint bill tracking.
Okay. Yep. How about we send a very brief letter that just said to Mr. Sutherland saying we received this from the Theater League, and we understand what they're trying to do, appreciate his support, and also email him at the same time.
That'd be all right? Yeah, we'll draw a letter.
Draw up something and send it out this morning, later on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any questions or comments on that? All right. Next, we're ready for state audit.
I think I put it back on the agenda, just to kind of, since we've had a discussion. Bob, you can come up here. You're probably going to want to say something. We had discussed last Monday Bob's request to talk about state audit, and I think Bob was up in Jeff City on Tuesday, but I also want to let you know that part of that meeting we had Rick Finley had taken the lead position to go get with the auditor to start working on what the cost of an audit would be. Since then, also we've let him know by petition, if it's by petition, how many signatures you would need on a petition, and I can let me just spill my guts, and then Bob, you can take it from there. The state auditor said it would start at $60,000, but they needed a detailed list of what they're looking for so they could get an accurate price, because $60,000 was a ballpark for a department, but not for the whole county. And so what they've asked for is a list of concerns in writing so that we can submit to the state auditor so that they can then give us a more accurate price. So that's where the email trail went back and forth, I think, on Monday and Tuesday of last week. And so that's what that's what I have found out. And Danny and Chuck may have other information, too.
One question that came to my attention since you brought this up last week, Bob, is what exactly are your concerns? What areas? And also, the paper quoted your comment that we didn't need half of our county employees.
No, that's not what I said.
Is that not what you said?
No, I said half of them don't know what they're doing.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Half of them don't know what they're doing.
That's right.
So I'd be also interested to know which half you think don't know what they're doing, but more to the audit. What items? We've just gone through the ambulance audit, and there were certain things, I think, that that group of folks was looking at. And to Jim's point, I think if we're going to consider this, we need to know exactly what issues that we want to look at.
Okay. First of all, I don't know how many phone calls you gentlemen received. I received several when that headline said cost estimated at $250,000, and it was mentioned that we had heard. And I would hope that an elected official would never again, any elected official, would make a statement, I've heard, I believe, it was said, find out. I went to Jeff City, I spent an hour up there with Regina Pruitt, and you've got copies of their business cards if you want to call them. And I spoke to Mindy Honey from the Branson Tri-Lakes News. She also, after speaking to me, called up there, and it says audit could cost Taney County less than $100,000. Now, the Taney County Times, I hope they correct it, this week because it mentions the $250,000 amount, which is wrong. I also, when I was up there, mentioned the fact that somebody here said, well, you know, we're predominantly Republicans, and Susan is a Democrat. And my answer to that was that she told me in her exact words, when we go and do an audit, we don't care what you are. You can be a Democrat, a Republican, or any other denomination. It doesn't matter. We look after the figures, the money. We make recommendations based on our past knowledge and what we do. It does not matter that they are Democrats, and I think that Susan Monty and her staff do an excellent job after reading what they did with the ambulance district. You're wondering some of the things that I'm concerned about? Well, in fact, let me bring this up. If it was $100,000, it is well worth the investment. You gentlemen spent $50,000 trying to get a grant on the East-West Corridor, and we didn't get anything. Here, they not only audit like a regular auditor do, they will make recommendations, then they speak to the people getting audited, and it goes back and forth, and you've seen the book that the ambulance district has. It's a lot of information, and I think it'll help drastically. If it was $100,000, that'll be divided up amongst the different departments. So costing $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 per department to get the record straight, it's not that much. It's a whole lot cheaper than that $50,000 that you guys spent. And our rainy day fund, that's something that I think needs to be looked into. We had millions of dollars, was it, $13, $14, $15 million, and now it's down single-digit millions? I mean, where did it go? The rainy day fund should not have been spent. I haven't seen too many rainy days that we needed that. That's for emergency use, and I think some of the things it was spent on were not emergencies, and we have not had an audit here, a state audit, in 10 years. So 10 years, it's about time that we had an audit. They're doing Christian County now. Other counties have been done, and we need it. Now, like I said last week, it would be nice if you gentlemen would say yes. It would be very nice if we had a state audit, and we will recommend it, which if you call one of those ladies and make the arrangements, it'll be done. You have to go on a waiting list. But if not, there's people out there prepared to get 2,180 signatures like we're supposed to get, and we will have an audit. So I hope you gentlemen think it over really good and decide to have an audit.
Bob, just one thought is that we do have an outside audit that comes in annually and writes those recommendations. Have you seen those last recommendations?
No.
They're available. I believe you've got extra copies, Rick, in your office. And they're bound copies where they come in, audit areas, and then make recommendations to the commission, and we implement changes where we can make them, where we can implement changes. So, but is it my assumption that you're saying you want to audit the entire county, all departments?
All departments would be great.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of things that I hear, and so I don't want to go on what I heard because I'm telling you not to say. But there are areas that I think need to be looked at, and I think that if the state comes down and audits every department, it's going to make the elected official of that department and the workers in that department buckle down a little bit, say, well, we don't want to get into no trouble anymore. I think it'll do a lot of good, and for $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 a department, that's a cheap price to pay to have this county to work more efficiently.
Any other comments? Rick?
Bob, I appreciate you bringing it back. $250,000 is not an accurate figure, and I think the only place that came from is I think someone said that that was what it cost in St. Louis County.
Well, actually, I think that too. I actually had that number from the state audit.
Yeah,
so
that was attributed to me, and so I appreciate you bringing that up. It wasn't me that said that, and when I talked to Ms. Pruitt, she said we need to have whatever we wanted in writing. And so I would suggest that you bring that to us. And then she suggested to me that we should look at having our outside auditor that we use currently do that because they were so busy they didn't feel like they could get to us anytime soon. And She asked who our outside auditor was. I said, well, Davis Lynn Moots right now, but this next year is the year that we bid that audit. So if you have someone that you think would be better than Davis Lynn Moots, you're going to bring that to us too. But she praised Davis Lynn Moots. She said they do a lot of government audits and said they do a good job.
Rick, you
didn't but the real key was...
You didn't explain that there's more than one kind of audit.
Oh, yes. She said if you wanted just a process audit, that even Davis Lynn Moots could do that, would probably be less money for them to do that than the state audit, is what she told me. I think, you know, they're so busy they don't want more work to do. But I agree with you, that would be a great place for us to look, and we would want to check and see what they're going to cost, because they may be the best place to go if you want to do that. But we need to know what your concerns are in writing so that we can take those to them. Okay?
I'll try to get it. Ever since last Tuesday, I've been a-running. Signing up to run for Congress has got me really... I'm going to Joplin tomorrow and breakfast and chili supper, so I'll try to get it together, but I'm really pushing myself, so I'll try to help you out. And I'm going to get with you and look at what you've got.
Here's a copy for you.
This is
your copy.
Thank you,
Donna.
And that's a different kind of audit, Bob, than what the state would do, but that same company could do the same kind of audit that the state does. It would just cost more.
The state will do that kind of audit also, but they will profit.
Right.
Well, thank you for this. I will read this when I'm having tea for breakfast. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Other business.
I've got one statement to make on that.
Okay.
Bob, I'm in support of a audit of the county, depending on the exact cost, with the reasons why we should. I was in support and made mention twice during my first 2 years in office that we have a grand jury investigate Taney County's situation. There's some people in the audience here that have heard me at least on 2 to 3 different occasions request a grand jury to investigate certain areas, which I specified the areas to look through and to satisfy the opinions that the citizens have whenever you walk into a coffee shop or a area that there's lots of conversation about county government and how it's operating. And I'm still not, the county commission has no authority over the request of a grand jury. That comes from our request to the prosecutor or the judges to do that. And so I just wanted to let you know that this has taken place in the county in the past, a grand jury. There has been comments about the information brought from the grand jury was a help in straightening up some situations. They basically, in the audit that the ambulance district, there is no penalties set forward or anything like that. There's just recommendations. And when Claire McCaskill came to the city of Branson, and there was much concern with all the Taney County citizens about the audit of the city of Branson, there was only recommendations handed down. And so I understand where you're coming from. I just wanted you to know that I don't know whether you had that information that I had requested a grand jury when Mr. Pennell, myself, and Mr. Hershen sat on the commission.
Okay.
I applaud you on that. Thank you very much. And I mentioned an investigation also. You remember that? So I'll give you some.
Do we want to take care of that right now?
I guess we could take a recess.
Okay.
Is that right? Or we can go ahead and do it now. It's posted at 9:45. It's not listed at 9:45.
The intergovernmental, I just know since we can just...
We can get
It's posted for 9:45 on the weekly agenda.
This won't take...
On the weekly agenda?
It won't take any time, will it?
It won't take but, what, 2 minutes here?
Okay, 5 minutes.
It shouldn't take probably 5 minutes.
Okay, we'll give you two.
Go ahead. You want me to go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Is that right, Charlie?
Yeah, I just had... Before we go into the weekly, I've got one axe to grind.
Oh,
it's an axe I've ground many times. I forgot to mention in our accounts payable, TIF payments was $207,163.83 is how much we had in TIF payments in the accounts payable today. For the record, I'm ready to go to agreement with Hollister. So, Bob, you want to share that for us?
I see that we have City Administrator of Hollister, Rick Ziegenfuss, here, as well as John Suti from the Sewer Department, and Mel Akins from Great River. This is the Sewer Services and Exclusive Territorial Agreement that was previously passed, a contingent upon a review by the Taney County Regional Sewer District. However, the only thing that I've done in many spots is you know, grammatical, typographical type things other than the areas that are marked in red. And I've given you, all three of you, a copy. Last week in the morning, one day, I went and saw Mr. Ziegenfuss, and we went over a couple of my concerns as well as the typographicals. If you look at Article 5, Future Improvements, originally it had said that future costs for upgrades would be paid by the individual or the entity that requested it. And I didn't think that that was necessarily what the spirit of the whole agreement was or appropriate, that it should be the cost of that entity that created the need for the extra capacity, because you could be using the same capacity you always used, and if someone else started increasing their capacity and using more than they had used in the past, then if you requested it according to the letter of the agreement, you would have to pay for it. And it should be the entity that created the need for the upgrade. And this has not been passed by the sewer board with these two substantive changes, but they will be meeting on it tomorrow. But we need to get it done as soon as possible. You are an entity a party to this agreement.
So we could approve this agreement with changes.
Right.
And then pending the sewer board, because we like...
And the other change that I made was simply to explain why you're an entity that is in this agreement. I mean, you do fund capital improvements to the sewer board, but nowhere in here were there any responsibilities or duties or benefits to the county that were explained that would be a reason for you to be a party to it. So I put in the next paragraph, which is, in the event that the district is responsible for funding a requested upgrade pursuant to this Article 5, county agrees that monies will be made available if necessary from sewer sales tax revenues as available and appropriate. So basically, you're going to be funding with capital improvement monies any upgrade that becomes necessary because of the sewer district. And the whereases, there's all kinds of information in there that shows a benefit to the county. So those are the two substantive changes. They're all in red in those two little paragraphs. Other than that, it's typographical. And I mean, I can't speak to the content. I mean, the sewer district has approved the content of this agreement, the rates and everything else, other than those two paragraphs. I've told you what those changes are, and I believe that those changes are appropriate and that the sewer district will probably approve them tomorrow. So I would ask you to approve it today if that's your wish.
That's something that's been, we've been waiting and working on for a while. So we just
yes.
So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. I'm going to move that we approve this sewer, the exclusive territorial agreement between the City of Hollister and Taney County.
And the sewer district.
And the sewer district.
As amended.
Contingent.
I'm sorry, as amended.
Could you add to your motion contingent upon?
It's not necessary. It won't be an agreement unless the sewer district actually approves
it. So
it
won't be an agreement unless they approve it. If they don't approve it, then there's no
agreement. If any one party doesn't approve it, it's not an agreement.
So we don't.
Right. So you don't need to add that to
no,
your motion.
No, right.
Okay. Mr. Z, anything you need to add? Want to add?
I just stand in support of the agreement as written, as amended by Mr. Paulson.
Okay. I lost track. You made a motion. Did we get a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Any questions, comments? James, come on up to the mic if you would.
No, all I wondered if the Village of Kirbyville has been informed, but I know we're so closely tied to the publisher. Has the Village of Kirbyville been informed of this intergovernmental agreement?
These matters have all been put on the agenda several times at the sewer district where the public could attend. It's also on the agenda here, and this affects everyone whose sewer flows into the hall, to the Coon Creek treatment plant equally, whether it's Kirbyville, Short Creek, Coon Creek, et cetera. Have I misspoken?
I just wanted to say that this agreement would affect the Poverty Point collection system, which is what, and the Coon Creek collection system to some degree with capacity in the pump station. It, I don't see really where it would actually affect the Village of Kirbyville.
Well, won't they be flowing into Coon Creek?
The Kirbyville does come into the Coon Creek pump station along with the other areas served along East Highway 76. But with the capacity that we have in the pumping station, there's not going to be a shortage of capacity by
right.
this agreement. Being
right, but the rates and all that sort of thing that are in the agreements are going to affect Kirbyville just every bit as much as it does, Short Creek and Poverty Point. And
they would. I don't see by what we're doing with this agreement, though, having any effect on the sewer rates, per se, as they normally would be looked upon in any budget period.
Okay.
All right. Other questions? Mel?
The agreement that you have in front of you, the legal portion of it that Bob reviews is all in accordance with everybody's desires as we've worked so far on the project. But there's some exhibits that are referred to in that agreement, and I've got those here.
Okay.
The first one basically shows a map of the area, and then this, and I'll give that to you. The second one gives capacities in the various components, like the treatment plant and the pump stations. Those have all been agreed on by the two parties, and this just documents those.
We'll need those with a clean copy. If you can get a copy of each, I can have that. And that just needs to go with a clean copy that they sign. Those are the two exhibits.
Okay. Thank you, Mel.
Right. Bob, I want to have a discussion with you about the addition, and I think Mr. Z thinking to us about there's a proposal of a 24-inch line that comes in from different entities, and they would be affected by this proposal, right? Or do you have the capacity as of now to handle that? This may be not the proper setting to talk about this.
I was going to say, the concept that I'd be willing to speak with you about that, I absolutely would be, and whatever, I mean, we can take some time now to do that. The 24-inch line actually is a City of Hollister, and it's referred to. There's a rate to pump through there.
So it's already referred to, because
yes.
We don't have what Mel brought.
But, yes,
to
it
us
is
here.
Actually in there.
In here?
No. The two exhibits are not attached to what
right.
I handed to you.
Okay.
I only
right.
handed you the document.
But there's a rate charged to us for pumping through those lift stations from that line. That's part of what the issue was here to get this. And fundamentally, this is a longstanding, I think the first version of this intergovernmental agreement was in 1995, and this is just a continuing upgrade to meet the current conditions of the partnership between all of the entities that have wastewater treated in the Hollister Wastewater Treatment Plant. But it's not a new agreement that's just come into existence. It's
mm-hmm.
It's been amended. I think this is the fourth amendment to this agreement over its lifespan so far. And I would anticipate that as we move forward in the future and new things come online, we will continue to keep this relevant and current.
And I was only speaking as to the changes that were made after the sewer district already approved this. They've gone over it several meetings and approved this.
Mm-hmm.
So fundamentally, again, don't disagree with the legal recommendations on that. I think they make the agreement stronger. They have not been in existence in the other 11 years or 10 years of the existence of the agreement, but again, each time we review this, there's some pieces that are just added as housekeeping that make it stronger. And the position, the stake that the county holds being stated in the agreement as a legitimate signatory towards it makes eminent good sense. It would have made good sense in 1995. We just didn't think of it or see it. So we did now, and it's in there.
All right. Anything else? Ready to vote?
Yep.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right, do we want to go on into other things on our weekly or take a break?
Let's take a recess here.
Let's take about a 5-minute recess and we'll start on our weekly. Thanks for being here. Yeah.